AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we're back once again with more football stuff, more stuff to talk about, the start of NHL season, our usual favorite segments, and a great, great album of the week, I must say, when we get that deep in the episode. Starting off, we got some news today that maybe, if you're a Gen Xer, this might be one of your favorite first crushes. Chrissy Snow, Suzanne Summers, has passed away. From one of my favorite shows, Three's Company. Great concept. I don't think that concept would fly on a TV show at this particular point in time. Very, very funny show. I thought John Ritter was very underrated as, the Jack Tripper role. And if you ever get a chance, watch the pilot episode. It's kind of totally different than what it ended up being. So, first of all, thoughts on Suzanne Summers, Tom?
That was probably my first crush as a kid, you know, from seeing her in Three's Company. And even when she got older, when we were still probably in high school, and it was Step by Step, I think she was in with Patrick Duffy. That was
still back on. It was all about the Thigh Master.
Yes, yeah, the Thigh Master as well.
Yeah, she ended up getting diagnosed, I believe, with MS a few years ago, and it was sad because I don't think her and I'm trying to think of the girl that played Janet, ever really reconciled, because they kind of held her accountable for kind of screwing up the chemistry of the show, because she's held out for more money. And that's when they replaced her with not Terry. There was the girl in the middle there that was from she was a Southern character, but it only lasted an episode, and then they finished the series. So Terry was actually on the show longer than Suzanne Summers actually was. So Ed, thoughts on Suzanne Summers before we get going?
It was Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt, that's it.
Joyce DeWitt.
Yep.
Joyce DeWitt. I mean, I just have to say it was a great classic show.
Oh.
I mean, it really was. I mean, I agree with you on all your points. I think it was just really a fun show, and we could never get away with a show like that nowadays.
I mean,
it was just a great concept. It was funny. Suzanne Summers. I also love the Thigh Master, man. I mean, you know. I mean, how can you not? I mean, you know?
Brad, pretty much same thoughts on Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, man. I mean, she aged well. For me, it was Step by Step. You know, Step by Step was where it was at on TGIF. But I think she died of breast cancer, right? She got diagnosed in 2000.
Yeah.
And she battled it for 23 years, up and down, and it kept coming back, and she'd fight it. And so, I mean, just... Oh, man, it's sad. In October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and ladies, get checked, man. Save the titties, man.
Yeah.
No.
Well, how else can you put it?
That's
it, Brad. Great point. And, you know, that's why you're on the show.
Yeah.
Excellent
insight.
Very good show. How often do you replace characters on the show and get somebody that's equal or better, depending on if you're a Ropers fan? And then they left, they actually gave them their own spinoff show, and you bring in Don Knotts as Mr. Furley. I mean, he was epic on that show. I mean, the older bachelor, the 70s swinger, he was great. He was great. So yeah, we'll kind of end on that note. So Suzanne Summers, definitely an icon for our age demographic. And Ed, we're going to you. What is in Ed's bag this week?
Well, what's in Ed's bag today? It's Ed's email, sponsored by the Broxy Brewery Company, would be Ontario, Canada. Hey, check out the flagship beer, the Blonde, and their two gold medal winning beers, the Irish Red and Pilsner. Don't forget, hey, and guess what? They just released their chocolate their chocolate milk stout. They just re-released it. I believe it went out on Thursday. Check it out. Great beer. I'm looking forward to trying to taste it. Scotty, hook a brother up. I mean, I know people in Louisiana that you can ship it to. They don't ship it to Mississippi. So, you know, help a brother out. So, BroxstreetBrewing.com. Don't forget their sodas and their hard seltzers and their hard iced teas. So this one is coming from, I believe it is D. Wayne from Fall River, Massachusetts.
Never heard of it.
No. I mean, didn't everyone grow up there or something like that?
I don't know.
Isn't there a bridge or something? Isn't there a joke with a bridge? Isn't there a joke with a bridge?
The longest bridge in the world?
Yeah.
It connects Somerset to Portugal.
There you go. There you go. All right. So this is from Dwayne. It's like, hey, you guys, thoughts on old school sports versus new school sports. Go. Dwayne from Fall River. Dwayne, thanks for writing in, man. We really appreciate it. Have a good one.
And take it.
Man, I have to say, you know, I mean, you can take it this way. I mean, X Games and that type of thing. You know, some of the things that Red Bull does. I mean, Red Bull does some awesome stuff with cliff diving, some of their sports with BMX and that type of thing. Really cool stuff, you know, kind of gets, you know, well, you know, some of the kids that, you know, that aren't into team sports, into, you know, having a passion and stuff like that. I think that all kids should be involved in sports. So, I mean, I give all the power to these, you know, these companies, you know, putting out some new things for kids to enjoy, you know. I mean, as an example, I mean, Brad, you know, I'm going to kick it off to you after this. All I'm going to say is pickleball, baby.
Oh, my God.
Brad, thoughts on old school sports lifestyle versus new school? Go ahead.
So, I mean, are we talking like how the games have evolved or just how back in the day it was, you know, shuffleboard and now we have pickleball? You know, as long as people are active and they're out doing stuff and, you know, there's always going to be something, man. CrossFit is, you know, obviously went from being a workout to a sport, and I don't know, maybe it was always intended to be a sport, you know, but I think with technology and science, man, there's always going to be something. It's constantly evolving. We're always going to be pushing the limits, man. That's what human beings do.
I think Kenny Powell said it great. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising.
Right.
This is a Gen X podcast, so – you know, old school sports, president's physical fitness. You look at videos of people, how thin they were, and more people were active versus now. There's more sports now to play and less people play them. It kind of doesn't make a lot of sense if you think about it. You know, you can only blame nutrition so much. You have to be active. I mean, the worst thing you can do when you retire as an older person is stay stagnant. You gotta move. You gotta get in those.
Keep moving.
Yeah, you got to. But I mean, there are more options to play sports now for whatever, you know, you're good at or whatever you gravitate to. But it seems like less people play now than when we were kids. I think there's more in the video games are a killer. That's
technology.
One thing. Yeah. Tom?
Killing it.
Well, just look at it now. Video gaming is a sport, really. They have an esports league for video games. I mean, it's just, but I was born in the wrong era, man, because I see on ESPN, you got kickball and freaking wiffle ball and all that. Man, I was born in the wrong era. I could have been freaking Ted Williams back in that era.
Maybe we were born in the right era. Yeah, no, that's depends true. On how you look at it. I mean, I wouldn't trade a lot of the stuff we had growing up for now. I mean, other than the technology, but I think technology is a deterrent for kids being active. I mean, just from dealing, I don't know how it is in the region that where Brad and Ed are, but they've taken dodgeball out of gym. They've taken bombardment out of gym. They've taken kickball out of anything with that red ball, you know, that universal red ball, it's gone.
Oh, that sound was fantastic, wasn't it?
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Best that sound hiss, in the world.
The hiss going by. I can still hear it.
And the sound when it hit flesh.
Oh. Yep.
Tearing the flesh off the body.
That heavy doink.
Clunk-a-link.
I think, you know, it's pretty eclectic view on that. It's kind of an open-ended statement because you could compare and contrast for, you know, a good while on thoughts on that. I think.
But I mean, you know, hey, look, I mean, people, you know, don't forget Brad, those people with pickleball, they always come in with that, you know, Brad, say that for me. What was that? Plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, the plantar fasciitis. That's all people talk. Plantar fasciitis, man. We've heard it all, but woo, don't mess with the pickleball people. They come into the store wanting pickleball shoes, and we're like, run and try. We have running and try accessories for a running sport or tri sport event. And they're like, well, we need pickleball shoes. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
You got an old pair of shoes kicking around that you can just
yeah, they are obsessive. And then they start giving you all the requirements. And I'm like, lady, we're a running store. Like, man, it was frustrating.
Maybe you should tell her to run to Target and pick something up there.
Go run over somewhere, because you need court shoes to play pickleball. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, lady.
They are fantastic recruiters, man. They met Jimmy Johnson. And back in the U era, man, they want you. Like, they're recruiting you. They're down. They'll come sit in your living room and want to sign you on their team right then and there.
They're like Jehovah's Witnesses.
All right, well, I'm going to let Brad go with that one.
So
away on a new day.
Tom, we'll shift gears a little bit away from the email, because it was kind of open-ended this week with how we can address that. But
well, thanks a lot, Dwayne. Appreciate it. BrockStreetBrewing.com. Check them out. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks, Dwayne.
So before we get going, Tom, NHL season started. We got to get at least a little talk, a little quick, a little sprinkle on there.
Well, you know, it's funny. We're only like two or three games into the season, and in the Western Conference, there are actually five teams with no wins. Actually, and they're all in the Pacific Division. The Pacific Division. Five teams from the Pacific are all winless already, and in the you have three winless teams in the Eastern Conference. I think just shows you the Eastern Conference is just so much better.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is a little bit more parity, but there are some really good teams. It's going to be a really good season. I can't wait for it to build up a little more.
Yeah. They already got the Austin Matthews back-to-back games with hat tricks to start. You have the Ryan Reeves thing where he was already chirping Montreal, saying that we're going to play him two more times. He's not about getting jumped. Just challenge him. He never turns down a fight. I love all the banter already going into it. Storylines already starting in, already the first week. So we'll just a little sprinkle just to get it going. Tom, we're going to kick it over to your segment for some shitty picks this week.
Yeah, Tom's shitty picks, and it was pretty shitty this week. But I have to say that I made this pick not realizing that Jefferson was going to be out for as long as he is. I had Kirk Cousins in. He kind of threw up a, not a goose egg, but he only had 10 points today. He had one touchdown, 181 yards, kind of a lackluster performance.
Now, can I pause you a second? Was that Charles Jefferson from Ridgemont High?
No way.
And little brother?
Mr. Gritty, Justin Jefferson, baby.
JJ.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know what it is, Tom? I really think what it is, nobody's buying the shirt.
It's true.
That's what it is.
This is buy true. The
shirt.
You can't lie.
You know, I mean, you know, they don't understand. We are on a shoestring budget around here.
Yeah,
buy the shirt. Stop being cheap.
Yeah, we reach out for guests. We get no response. What the hell's going on here?
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start a hotline and make people pay for the good picks.
Yeah, that's exactly. Make them subscribe to get the good stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
well, I mean, to take it from The Simpsons. Oh man, that's an awfully big block.
So good this week. There were a lot of injuries in football, so I'm going to you had Tannehill get hurt for Tennessee. You had Debo Samuel. You had Christian McCaffrey get hurt. So the pickings are getting slim, and there's only 13 games this coming week, so I'm kind of going with an easy one. I'm picking Josh Allen against the Pats. I think Pats are in full hashtag tank for Caleb mode. I think Josh and Stephon Diggs are going to connect a couple times, at least twice. I think Allen will run for one. I think you're going to have at least 25 points.
So with that being said, there was quick little wrestling news that there was a little Tuesday Night War this past week. Brad knows. They pulled
AEW's pulling out all the stops.
Yep. They moved to Tuesday night. There was some talk going back and forth with Tony Khan calling names and all this other stuff. So when we get more rolling with the wrestling stuff. There's more to talk about. The Undertaker showed up. John Cena showed up. Yeah, I mean, Triple H took over for creative officially. So no McMahon in sight. So let's see. That's tough to turn a battleship straight around. But, you know, look out, AEW. Be careful what you do. I know you got Edge, but he's no CM Punk. And don't be surprised. Survivor Series in Chicago. If CM Punk shows up, that's the talk.
So, that rumor is starting to circulate. So yeah. I would not be surprised one bit if CM Punk came out. I would not be surprised.
Yep. And if he's got something to say and they give him a free microphone, you know he's gonna air.
The ratings are gonna skyrocket, man. Yeah, that would be absolutely incredible.
Yep, because there's still a ton of wrestling fans that won't watch AEW. They're true WWE people. So with that being said, well, I'm going to cut it off there. We could talk for a while with that. Let's get into the football this week. What week is it? It's for week.
We're going in week seven.
Seven times.
Before we start, I'll just give you the standings after 5 weeks. Yours truly, the professor, has a 50-28 record. He's in first place. Ed's in second, 48-30.
Mouth Brad of self, baby. Woo woo.
Brad and Andy are tied 42-36. So that's heading into this week. And we have a 13-game schedule coming up this week. Starting off Thursday night, the New Orleans Saints are at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Andy.
We were just talking shit about Tony Khan, so I'll take the Jaguars.
All righty. Ed?
Herb's not walking through this door, so I think that there's a good chance that the Jags are going to win.
All righty. How about you, Brad?
Derek Carr is still out, right?
Like that. I'm not sure. He played against today. The Cavs. I don't know if he played today.
He played today.
I just saw a clip today of Jameis Winston talking to Alvin Kamara, and Alvin Kamara giving him the side eye. It was just hilarious. I'm going to go with the Jags. They've been on a roll.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags. But Trevor Lawrence banged his knee up today. He thinks he's going to be all right, but he's going to have an MRI when he gets home. So we'll see what happens there. And it's an early game. I mean, they're playing Thursday night, so you never know. He may not play, but I'm still going to go
with Jackson. He needs to rub some fish and chips on it before he gets on the plane.
Game two. The Chicago Bears are at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Andy.
I'm going to go Bears, I guess.
All righty.
What?
Ed?
What the hell is the matter with you? I mean, seriously. Come on.
I haven't watched any
John
games yet.
John Madden is not walking through that door, but I'm going to have to go with the Raiders, okay?
All righty. Brad?
Absolute suck fest of a game. The Raiders.
I'm going with the Raiders, but it's another one. Jimmy Garoppolo hurt his back today. He went to the hospital during the game. So could be Hoyer against Fields in this one. So I'm still going to go with Vegas because I think they got a better team.
They're a better team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Next game. The Indianapolis Colts are at home against the Cleveland Browns. Andy.
Give me Bernie Kosar and the Browns, please.
Ed.
You know, I'm gonna go with that, and I'm gonna say Ernest Byner does not fumble on the 3-yard line. So I'm going with the Browns. They were quite impressive today against the Niners. That was big time stuff.
Brad,
man, I think Deshaun Watson is doing his best to finesse and massage this team to victory. That joke doesn't even make sense, but I just want to take a dig at Deshaun Watson.
Yes, it does. Anyway. I mean, it's not. We're not talking about happy endings here, you know. I mean, right. It's not the end of the season. It's not the happy ending of the season, you know.
Browns got. I think they have an incredible defense. Colts definitely struggling with injuries and whatnot. So I'm gonna go Browns.
I just got a feeling that this game here today with Cleveland was their Super Bowl for the year. So I'm gonna think they're gonna have a little bit of a letdown. I'm gonna go with Indy.
Technically, a team that's never been in a Super Bowl.
Next game. The New England Patriots are at home against the Buffalo Bills. Andy.
Bills, I guess.
Ed.
Look, I'm wearing this shirt. I mean, come on, Patriots. But man,
holding strong.
Man, they are a bag. They are a bunch. They are a bag of huge puck bags. Okay. And so I'm going with the Bills, man. It's just what's going on in Foxborough is just. I'm gonna go corporate right here. That's completely unacceptable.
Brad.
Oh.
Bills Mafia.
Yeah,
bring the tables out, baby.
Hashtag tank for Caleb. And I'll say, Ed, you're wearing that jersey. And there's a rumor that Mike Vrabel could be in the running possibility if Bill leaves.
Well.
All right. Next game, New York Giants at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy.
Give me the Giants.
All right. Ed.
Joe Theismann is not walking out that door, okay? Neither is Art Monk. Neither are the Hogs. So I'm just going to say I'm going with the Commanders, okay?
All righty. Brad.
Absolute suck fest of a game. So I'm going to use this opportunity to highlight the Jets beat the Eagles. Thank you very much. But if I had to pick one of these asshats of a team, I'd have to pick the Commanders.
Yeah, I'm going with the Commanders as well. I think Giants just have way too many injuries right now. And next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Andy.
Atlanta.
All right, Ed.
Yo, I'm going to reverse my pick that I have written down, Chuck. And because that game earlier today, I'm like, what the hell is going on around here? So I'm going with the Falcons, and Michael Vick is not walking out that door, but I'm going to go with the Falcons. Hey, 28-3, baby. 28-3.
Brad?
I'm going to go opposite of that. I think the Falcons are an absolute dumpster fire. I think the Bucs played a very underrated Detroit Lions football team today, and I'm going to go with the Bucs, man.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bucs too. Next game. Baltimore Ravens at home against the Detroit Lions. Andy.
Lions, I guess.
Ed.
Look, they may not have Webster on the sideline, okay? So, I mean, come on. Alex Karras is not walking through that door, okay? I'm going with the Lions.
Brad.
I'm Detroit. I pick them almost every week, I think. They are looking better and better every week.
I agree with Brad. They looked really good today.
I'm taking Detroit. I think Baltimore coming home, having to fly home from London. I think they're going to be a little bit off their game. I think Detroit's going to take them.
Yep.
Next game, Los Angeles Rams at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Andy.
Jim Everett and the Rams, please.
All righty. Ed.
I'm going with me, Joe Green, and the Steelers, man.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Brad.
Man, I'm waiting for Najee Harris, somebody to show up on the Steelers team. So I'm gonna pick the Steelers.
I tell you, besides Jacksonville, this is the team I've been waiting for all year. This will be the week because I'm not taking them. I'm gonna take the Rams.
So that's this will
be the week they break out and score like 30 points. So I'm going with the Rams.
Okay, hold on, Thomas. Are you kidding me, bro? That you really think that the Steelers are gonna break out and score 30 points? Come on, man. What you smoking up there?
They got decent receivers, man. Got a good running back.
Maybe they just don't have a decent quarterback to throw them the ball.
Hey.
Let me go with a little Lee Corso here. Not so fast, my friend. Huh?
Going to have to get you a headgear to make your pick at the end of the
game. There you go. New segment. New
for segment. Radio Shack. Get them the Radio Shack one with the antennas that come out.
Next game, Seattle Seahawks at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Andy.
Cardinals.
Ed?
Let's see. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Yep. Brad?
Why are there so many shitty one-win teams this year? I'm going
I'll tell you why.
Seahawks.
Yep, yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
You want to know why? No preseason, and they don't hit anymore in practice. That's what it is.
Plus, they all got the COVID back, so they all have irregular breathing now too, so that's probably something.
I mean, you know.
I'm going with Seattle being at home.
Bleeker and Quahog for that one, Brad.
I'm going with Seattle in that game. Next game, Denver Broncos at home against the Green Bay Packers. Andy,
I'm going with the Broncos because Homer Simpson won them one time, so I'll take them.
All righty, Ed.
I'm just going to say that I'm going to go with the Packers, and I'm just going to say I've never seen a Sean Payton team that is such a dumpster fire as what's going on over there right now. And the thing is, it's not Sean Payton. It's the quarterback. The quarterback is the problem. And if you ever watch the Marshawn Lynch interview with Sterling Sharp, you'll understand exactly why.
Yep. Brad?
That Marshawn Lynch interview, also hilarious. Marshawn Lynch is a national treasure.
But, yes, he is, very much so, isn't he?
Yeah, so, I mean, another one-win team, man. The most disappointing team of the season. So I got to go with the Pack.
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers. This is a game I don't have any interest in this game at all. I'm going to take Green Bay.
One bit.
Next game, Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Andy.
Chiefs.
All right, Ed.
I don't believe that Lance Allworth is coming out, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
All righty. Brad?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs, mainly because it is absolutely impossible for Pat Mahomes to throw an interception. Just
without
watch the
having
game.
A flag thrown?
He throws a pick, ref throws a flag. Like, it's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible.
Let's not forget about female fans and about T. Swift now. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna be a clean sweep. I'm going with KC as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sunday night, the Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Miami Dolphins. What should be a good game, Andy?
Dolphins.
All righty, Ed.
I'm gonna take a line from I don't remember if it was I don't believe it was from Mallrats. Actually, I think it's from Mallrats. And instead of Flat Bat Boy Flat, I'm gonna go with the Eagles on that one.
Oh, jeez.
Brad?
Yeah, what, huh? Yeah, I dug up.
Man,
dug in from the background, huh?
I've been saying every week, I don't think the Eagles are as good as their record suggests. They played a lot of easy teams. Now they're getting into a very difficult run in their schedule. The Jets had an incredible defense, and it showed. I think the Dolphins are going to take this one.
I'm changing my pick. I actually was going to take Philly, but after seeing Philly today, I'm going with Miami. I think I agree with you. I think their offense isn't it. They have to decide what are they? Are they a passing team or a power running team? Because, yep. I mean, their offensive play calling makes no sense to me with DeAndre Swift having the last two games he's had, they hardly used him today.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you this, Jalen Hurts has a very similar stat line to Dak Prescott on this season. Mm-hmm. So if everybody going to talk about how Dak Prescott sucks at the quarterback and how he's responsible for the Cowboys' woes, the only reason why the Eagles. Why Jalen Hurts isn't getting thrown under the bus because they got a better defense than the Cowboys. And it's rescued him on a lot of occasions. Mm-hmm. And they have a pretty incredible receiving core that the Cowboys are kind of struggling with right now. But he has a very similar style. He threw three interceptions today.
Yeah.
Three interceptions.
Yep.
All right. Last game of the week, Monday night, the Minnesota Vikings against the San Francisco 49ers. Andy.
Niners.
All righty. Ed.
You know, I mean, I'm still not changing my pick with McCaffrey and everybody going down like that went down today. I just think that the Niners are a better team. The Vikings are not winning those close games like they did last year. So I'm going with the Niners.
Brad?
Yeah, San Fran. Vikings are they on the skids. San Fran all day.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going with San Fran. I think they come out a little bit pissed off after losing today. So I think they might. Unleash some hurt on Minnesota. All right, AC, that's it.
You want to pay some bills with the sponsor registry records and get us the album of the week, which is a great album. When you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. One of my favorite albums of all time.
All right, here we go. This week's record of the week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, which is located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2, New Bedford, Mass., or online at PurchaseStRecords.com, or you can go on their Facebook page and get the info from there. Purchase Street Records, they're Southern New England's largest independent record store. Enjoy.
Only for our YouTube people. So, we got about 4 minutes left. We're going to do a quick Four Horsemen. There it is. do a quick little shout-out for the week. Tom, what do you got?
I don't really have much. I'm going to try to be honest with you.
That's all right. You know, there was no real drama this week and no pets died.
Yeah.
We don't have any somber moments this week. So, you know, we usually try to keep it as light as possible. We don't like to pull at the hot strings. But, Ed, do you have a shout out to somebody specific you were trying to get a hold of this week?
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of a certain particular person, you know, I reached out for her and to try to get her on to tame female fans. And I hope that she listens and she watches. I think it would be a great opportunity for us to kind of merge and cross merchandise with us. And I think she'd be a great addition. She really is. She's an incredible goalie, and she's funny, man. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger. You know, we'll have to tune in, and you know, I don't want to pester her too much, you know, because then it's kind of like, you know, thank you, no, not today, you know.
Yeah.
So just a couple shout outs, like, hey, look, knees versus trees. Jeff, glad you're feeling better. Also, you know, thanks to BrockStreetBrewing.com. Check them out. And that's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Brad?
Oh, Texas Rangers in the ALCS. Nobody thought we would get here. We did it. One of the Rangers, I think, is Eovaldi, said they've been listening to Creed in practice and credits that band as the inspiration for such a historic run in the postseason. Hence my tag, I will lift you higher. The game just started 28 minutes ago. I can't wait to get in there and watch them play some ball. It's been a long time coming, fellas.
Go Rangers. There's no way that you can talk Max Sabbath and Creed on the same podcast. There's the Brad. No,
I have the most eclectic taste of music you will ever see, man.
And Taylor Swift was mentioned this week. Oh, you know, we're crossing all kinds of genres here.
Bro, I am a Swiftie at heart. I will admit that.
Caramba.
I love to work out at some Taylor Swift.
Hey, holy shit, Brad. Jeez. Losing the street cred by the minute. Jeez.
Hey, man. My heart's open. Wide open to almost any genre of music, man.
Ooh, jeez. Got to back it up a little bit.
I bet you the Portuguese Phantom is going to have something to say about that one, Brad.
Oh, jeez. So I think we can end on that note for this week because it stinks in here. I think so.
I'm just going to say this, Andy. I'm going to cut you off for 1 second. This is directed at Brad. Brad, you got to watch the movie so you can get the reference. Morris, you make me sick when you speak.
Well, Brad's got a lot of we'll get him there. We'll get him there. Don't rush it, Ed. Don't rush it, Ed. We don't want to scare him away. Next, you're going to have him watching one scene from The Deliverance, all this other stuff. So we're going off the rails this week, so we're going to have to wrap this up. Episode 35 in the books. A lot of good stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff. We got new merch coming. We just got decals. We got hats. We got other stuff. So don't be cheap. Buy a shirt. Do your bidding. Follow the page. Do whatever you got to do. Like, subscribe, all this other stuff, all that other fun stuff that the kids talk about these days. So for us, for you, we're out this week. Later, everybody.
Go Patriots.